The stock, this is trading on Karen Wortham. W O R T H A M. Karen Wortham is W O R T H A M. Date of birth is 2/28/57, and date of visit is 6/27/23. Please make copy for Dr. Patrick Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Dr. Patrick Garrett. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is hemoptysis of 3 weeks duration. Next paragraph, physical illness. This is a 66-year-old female who had a bout of hemoptysis more than 3 weeks ago, had intermittent hemoptysis over the next 1 week, and was sent for a chest CT on six, 6/5/23. The patient's CT chest showed a 2.8 centimeter mass in the right upper lobe at the hilum, and scattered 3 to 4 millimeter nodularity along the lateral right apex, which may represent scarring, and no focal consolidation or pleural effusion. There were apical predominant emphysematous changes, and there was a non-specific 1.4 centimeter hypodensity in the liver. The patient was then sent for a PET CT done on 6/12/23. Now the PET CT demonstrated the right upper lobe mass measuring 3.9 centimeter with a mass maximum SUV of 21.3 and right paratracheal adenopathy with a SUV of 17.7. The adenopathy extends down to the precarinal region on the right side and no adenopathy on the left side. There was mild uptake in the right hepatic lobe, corresponding to the 1.1 centimeter lesion in the lesion in the liver. Period. The patient denies shortness of breath. She has lost some weight, and she denies nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pains. Next paragraph, past history has included history for recurrent bronchitis and history of fusion of L4, 5, as well as a hysterectomy. She has severe peripheral neuropathy with numbness from the waist down to both legs up to the feet. She has no history of hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years. Quit in June 2014. Thinks wine daily. Next paragraph, family history. Father's alive at age 89. Mother died of diabetes and complications. And both parents had open heart surgery. Next, system review. The patient has no weight loss, fatigue. She has had cataracts resected. Denies urinary frequency dysuria. Oh, can you please change the no weight loss? The patient had mild weight loss. Just cough and hemoptysis. She denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. She has some soreness in the anterior chest on the right side. She has depression and anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has numbness of the extremities and headaches. She has no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily. Gabapentin 100 milligrams BID. Can you please change no hypertension? The patient does have hypertension, but no diabetes. She also takes meloxicam 15 milligrams daily, HCTZ 12.5 milligrams daily, and omeprazole. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no curbing, peripheral edema or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 72, respirations 20. Temperature is temperature 97.5, weight is 138, saturation 96. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Sclera were clear, throat is mild injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, trach midline. Chest equal movements with the diminished excursions. And occasional wheezes were heard in the upper chest. No crackles. Heart sounds are regular, smaller nest to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Right upper lobe mass, rule out malignancy. Number 2 is hemoptysis. And number 3 is COPD. Number 4 is peripheral neuropathy. Number 5 is hypertension. Number six is degenerative arthritis. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to come in for a bronchoscopy and biopsy of the right upper lobe mass. And EBUS, needle biopsy. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. And advised to hold off on any anticoagulants or aspirin. And the follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Dr. Patrick Garrett, M.D. This is Dr. Susan.